So, Will, how's the off-season treated you in the winter?
It's been really good, thanks. It's been very cold, obviously. But, you know, getting sort of fitness out of the way from November to January was tough, really tough for the lads. But when we came back after Christmas, it was all skill work and then a little bit of fitness. And, you know, the lads are looking really good. So, you know, we're getting ready to go to Dubai and getting ready for the season.
Do you think going to Dubai is an excellent opportunity for you all to build as a team? Like a lot of young faces coming through in last year and this year as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think three pre-seasons I've been on and have been really good. Obviously, it's different training indoors to outdoors, and you know, lads have been in Australia, South Africa, and some England lads coming on tour as well with us. So it's good to get back and start playing as a team again, because obviously sometimes you've only got 8 to 10 players here at one time. So it'd be nice to see some, you know, familiar faces, but who've not been in the country for a few months. So it'd be good to get back out playing with those boys and get some results under our belts.
Having the England lads back is a big boost for Yorkshire, and having them around the camp, especially in the likes of Dubai, and when they're back here as well, it's always a boost. And re-signing Kane Williamson again is a massive icon for the younger players to look up to.
Yeah, massively. I think, you know, obviously it's great to bring in sort of world-class talent, and we've got a lot of that here. Obviously Rooty and Gaz and Johnny and Pudsey, just to name a few. So, you know, to bring someone like Kane in as well is only going to make the club stronger and make the competition for places a lot stronger as well with, you know, with the younger lads, which is always good. It's always nice to have a little bit of healthy competition in the second team, and, you know, it can only be good for the club.
After last season's performances, from a personal point of view, what are you looking to improve on next year?
It's probably just the volume of runs and wickets I scored, really. You know, I was quite pleased with how I went. It could have gone, yes, valid, it could have gone better, but, you know, first season in sort of county championship and the sort of alien position to be at the top of the order in red ball cricket was a challenge, but something that I've addressed this year as well. So if I'm asked to do it this year, then you know, I'll feel ready for it. But then if, you know, I need to bat in the middle order, then I've also got plans in place for that as well.
And looking at the shorter form of the game, Yorkshire have struggled previously in the one-day format. Is it something you've worked on and discussed as a team over the winter?
It certainly is, yeah. Alex has been really good, really been hands-on and proactive, getting people's plans, especially the bowling. So, you know, it's been good to work with him. Also, you know, myself going away as well, I've been doing a lot of work on one-day cricket, you know, trying to force my way into the team that way with just volume of practice.
Cheers, Will. Thank you very much.